Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday. It is Monday, July the 3rd, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion, and the Marion County Fair has officially kicked off the 2023 edition 173rd Marion County Fair, 6 days and six nights. Now remember, today is Senior Citizens Day and Canned Food Day. If you're a senior citizen or have a can of food and you bring it to the fair before noon, you will be admitted for free. Kids Day is Wednesday. Same thing applies. And let's see here. Friday's Veterans Day. So get ready for all of that. Harness racing Monday and Tuesday, 11 a.m. Tough Truck, July the 3rd, tonight, 7:30 p.m. Fireworks tomorrow, July the 4th. At 10 p.m., truck pull Wednesday at 7:30, tractor pull Thursday at 7:30, rodeo Friday at 7:30, and the demo derby is Saturday at 6:30. That is the Marion County Fair. Now, we will be at the Marion County Fair, broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. Now, today, we will be there 2 to 4 p.m., and possibly longer if things are going well. We'll let you know, but we will go on the air at 2:15 p.m. today. Tomorrow, we will on the 4th, we'll definitely be on from 4 until 8. Thursday, 4 until 8. Friday, 6 until 10. And Wednesday, we'll know more about soon. Now, all of these broadcasts are being supported, sponsored by Study His Word Ministry, Pastor Craig, and we thank him for that. And we look forward to seeing him today at the Marion County Fair. Now, as far as our animal expert goes, I don't know. Now, she's there now. Now, I said today would have been a confirmation. It's not a confirmation, but it's a possibility. And if she's there, you see how the booking goes for this show? Let's see here. So it's a possibility she'll be there today, and it'd be interesting because we can find out how do we keep the goats from smelling, which is a question we'll have to ask her, and also learn about her experiences showing animals when she was a kid, also her kids showing animals, and maybe what the goat show was like over there this morning. I think she's listening. You know, we could be on. We very well could be on right now at the Marion County Fair. There could be people saying, what in the world is that person listening to over at the Marion County Fair? Well, we hope. You know, that's what we want people to say. And again, we are in the Vets Memorial Coliseum, so stop by and see us over at the fair, or listen to the live broadcast. We'll fill you in on everything. That's why we're there. And of course, there'll be trouble. That's all you need to know. There'll be trouble at the Marion County Fair, and we'll report it to you just like any good news station does as time goes on. All right. Have we covered the landscape this morning? Had a very great story in hour number one. A lady called in, one of our friends, Pat, and told a story yesterday, harrowing adventure with a cat, KFC, the Duke Station out on Route 95, and how a cat's life was saved, thank goodness, a little kitty's life was saved, and how people in Marion all came out and helped save this little kitty's life, which that is very, very, very nice. Now, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Now, I'll tell you something funny. Now the person who is possibly the non-confirmation today from 2 to 4, the fair person, loves horses. And I don't know why. You know, I might ask, if this person's there today, I might ask them that. Loves horses. And I don't know why. And really likes horse racing, horses in general, a whole bit. And there is horse racing, harness racing, going on at the Marion County Fair today at 11 o'clock. I think it's 11 to 4. And it's interesting to me that I did not know until earlier this year that people wear special hats to the Kentucky Derby. Now, this person has the special hats. Now, here's what's interesting to me, is that the only time harness racing comes to Marion is these 2 days, today and tomorrow, at the Marion County Fair. So my goal in life, now I'm not saying I'll get it accomplished, is to do a couple races. Now, we'd have to do them on tape because you can't take the broadcast equipment over there. But it's easy enough to tape it. I want to do a couple races with this person calling the races, because she knows about horses, in her funny hats. Now, and obviously we'll get a picture of these funny hats. Because that is my goal in life right now. That's my only goal in life for this Marion County Fair. So there you go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about the Marion County Fair, everything going on, anything going on in your life? Do you have a Good Samaritan story like we heard this morning? That was a great, great story about the little kitty. Daylilies are blooming, as I said. Not as big as you would expect, but they are blooming. I did hear from our friend Judy Summers over the weekend, and so I hope she's out there listening. She says she's just been taking a break from calling, so I hope she is out there, and that's how it goes. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, Judy, how are you?
Well, pretty good getting started today. I heard some of what the lady was telling about the cat, but I had something that was a couple years ago. Up there at the medicine shop on Center Street.
Okay.
When I pulled in, another car, I don't know if it had just pulled in, or like a two or three spaces down from me. And when you know, a little kitten ran out from under his car and got under my engine. I think he just pulled in too, and he was from Upper. That little kitten had rode in that hood, under his hood, from clear from Upper. So we couldn't get the cat out. I think I'd been to the grocery store and even had a can of cat food, but it was a little bitty kitty. And so finally the fire department came and they couldn't get it out. And I didn't want to start the motor because I was afraid the fan stuff would, you know, get it. So I took it down to, I went over the overpass. I didn't go on those railroad tracks. I was afraid to knock it out. And that JTW up there on Main Street, that mechanic, he put it up on that high thing. And it was way back in there somewhere and got it. And he put it in a little box for me, and that's the first cat I ever turned in. I took it down to the home to homeless, to Janine.
You know, it's interesting how those cats do that.
Yeah, well, I couldn't, it must have been under his hood way back in there. Because I don't know, and I don't know if it was a cat that, one of his that had kittens or what, but it was so small and stuff that the fire department, they tried, you know, and they couldn't get it out, rinse it and doing different stuff. So they said it'd be safe, and I didn't think it would drive, but I thought, I'm going the overpass. I'm not going those railroad tracks. They're so bumpy and, you know, maybe knock it out or something. So,
Well, I just thought that was a great story early on about how the people at KFC helped, the people at Duke helped, the people who were just out there watching it happen were offering to help. That's Marion to me.
Now, see, I didn't get to hear all that, but the guy, I think he had maybe just pulled in because there was no other cars there. It had to run from his car, and then he takes out and leaves. He tried to get it, and then a lady was on her, you know, trying to get it. But I did have a can of cat food, but it wouldn't come out, and I couldn't spend all day there, you know, taking a chance, but and stuff. But yeah, he just put it up on that high thing they put cars up on, and he just reached in there and got it. It must have been from Upper. It had to be in such a place where it, you know, it couldn't fall out or anything. But that road's not bumpy, but and stuff. But stuff. So yeah, I'm afraid that you know, those fan belts or that fan thing or something, wintertime when they get in there, it, I don't know, cuts them or something, cuts them up. So.
Yeah, we would. Are you going to be listening to the fair broadcast later on today, 2 to 4?
I'll have to see because, and I did get rid of those tomato plants.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, Judy across the street, she took both things up, so I didn't have to run around somewhere and try to give those away, but I didn't want the lady out there at Meeker to throw them, you know, and stuff when somebody can use them, so.
Well, I'm glad it turned out okay, and yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what I'm doing today because I got a lot of stuff to do, but raining, I can't do outside stuff, so.
Right, well, if you get a chance, it should be interesting because there's a possibility the person could be there to talk about the animals. Hopefully, I think with it raining, it's going to be a good day for that because I think a lot of the people will be inside the Coliseum, so we'll be able to interview people who are in there. And I hope the person who knows something about animals is there because I really don't know a whole lot about that. So we'll see how that all shakes out. It could be an interesting broadcast. And I think Pastor Craig will be there, so it'll be good to hear his voice on the air again.
What's the lady's name or who is doing the animals? Is it just cats or all animals?
No, it's, you mean our person who we're bringing on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Abby. She used to show when she was when she was a kid, she showed at the fair for like 10 years, I think she said, and then her kids showed at the fair, and she's actually at the fair right now, I guess, at a goat show. So she would be the right person to tell us about her experiences, tell her about her kids, and then also if anybody comes up, fill us in. Do you have any questions?
Yeah,
because we have the question already submitted this morning about how do you keep the goats from smelling.
Bathe them like you do cats. I bathe cats. You bathe them.
Do you have a question you'd like me to ask her about these animals at the fair? Because we won't be able to take phone calls over there, but we can pass along questions.
No, I'll just kind of listen because the lady at work, she came from Pennsylvania and different stuff. She used to show at the cat shows. She was one of those people that showed cats. So
oh, okay.
And stuff and. To talk about them and stuff. Okay, then I'll get off here.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Good to hear from our friend Judy again out there. I always enjoy hearing from Judy. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, again, I don't want to say that it's a confirmation that this person will be there because she's letting me know that it's iffy. It's you know, I don't know. She's there. I don't know if it's more toward the yes or toward the no. But like I told you, my goal in life right now is to get her in a funny hat and go over and call a couple of these horse races. And we'll play those on the air for you, maybe during the morning show if we can get it done today or tomorrow. I don't know. You know, schedules are tough this time of year. It's one of those things. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything anybody would like to talk about here today, Marion County Fair. Now, remember, I think admission to the Marion County Fair is something like $10. But today, if you're a senior citizen or you have a canned good, up until noon, you can get in for free. That is $10 to get into the fair. Now, come by and visit us. If I haven't seen you in a while, come by and say hello. We can have a nice conversation when I'm not on the air. When I'm on the air, it's a little more difficult. But I think people know when our breaks are or so on and so forth. And it's not like I'm going to leave right at 4 o'clock. So I'll be there for a little while. Might even be there a little early. You never know. But when I'm getting there early, setting up takes a minute. So you're kind of preoccupied. And not that I don't like people coming over to me when I'm setting up. But when you're setting up, it's a little difficult because you're trying to get yourself on the air, and it's just a little bit of a hectic time. But we'll work through it. Okay, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say this morning or anything on their mind? How do you keep goats from smelling will be the big question as we progress through the day today. I think I've covered everything I needed to cover, near as I can tell here. And remember, broadcast from the fair, 2 to 4 today. What is it tomorrow? 4 to 8. 4 to 8 tomorrow. 4 to 8 on Thursday. 6 to 10 on Friday. That's how it will go. And Wednesday, we'll have a better idea of, hopefully, within the next couple days. Hopefully tomorrow, I'll know when we're broadcasting Wednesday. And again, a lot of people, Matt, Emily, Abby, Pastor Craig, Sean, and some other folks joining us at the Marion County Fair. And again, all supported, sponsored by Study His Word Ministries. And we can't thank them enough for doing that. So, a lot of stuff in the hopper here today. 740-751-4038 if there's anything on anybody's mind. And again, coming with the fair is trouble. Always with the fair, there's trouble. But the good trouble, we hope it's the good trouble. And again, just to be clear, I am not involved in the trouble. So there you are. Okay, what other ground do we have to cover here today? Well, you know, I did want to do a little bit of 4th of July, because we have the 4th coming up tomorrow, and we can't take phone calls at the fair. Now, by the way, we will be doing prize giveaways at the fair. We have some trivia and some stuff to give away over there. So, let's try a little 4th of July trivia here today. Today's Red, White, and Boom, isn't it? Wonder how that will come off. I wonder if the rain will hold off in Columbus. Okay, here's our Family Feud 4th of July category here this morning. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? That's interesting, isn't it? What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Four answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, also, what I want to say is, there was something else just on the tip of my tongue there. You know, apparently the brain is not up and moving this morning yet. But hopefully by 2 o'clock today, 2 to 4, it will be up and running. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? 740-751-4038. Four answers. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, turn the volume down.
Go ahead.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars, interviewer to the animal handlers.
Yes.
And I'll say barbecue.
Barbecue. No barbecue on the list.
I thought people barbecued on the 4th.
You know, I don't know. I've never barbecued on the 4th, but I'm sure some...
more general, eat.
Eat is on the list, yeah. No, I think people eat more on the 4th than on the 5th. Yeah,
okay,
eat.
Well, I'll go save up for the buffet tomorrow.
Number 3 on
see
the
you
list.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right, eat is number 3 on the list here. Things people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July. Eat was number 3. 19 people said eat. But we've still got number 1, 2, and 4. Oh, I know what was on my mind. Has anybody noticed people lighting off the fireworks already? My goodness, I was laying in bed last night, and you could just hear the fireworks being lit off. I live in a quiet neighborhood, to be honest with you. But the fireworks last night, boy, they were popping. And I think on Friday night, they were going pretty well. Heaven forbid what they'll be tonight and tomorrow night with Red, White, and Boom tonight and the 4th of July tomorrow. Holy mackerel. Okay, the category this morning. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Number 3 is eat. That's all we've got so far. We've still got 3 other answers to come by. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Eat is number 3. Who's got the other 3 answers? 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
get together with her families and have fun and play all kinds of games and just have a good friendship day.
You know, no get-togethers, but a good guess.
Okay, and you know about those fireworks? I know I'm quite a ways from you, so I know it isn't the people up around your place that I hear is close here, and they would put red, white, and boom to shame this year. I'm telling you, big-time stuff, and I mean really beautiful, and I don't complain a bit because it really isn't hurting nothing. They're controllable at a certain time, about 20 minutes worth, but I'll tell you, I don't know what the price of fireworks are today, but I'll tell you, I thought they was very expensive, but they put a show on down around here you would not believe. I mean, it was fantastic, and I could just lay in there in bed and look at them going all over, I guess. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. Yeah, I wonder what tonight and tomorrow night's going to be like, because tonight being the night of Red, White, and Boom, and tomorrow being the 4th, I don't know what the fireworks are going to be like, but I bet they're going to be heavy. 37 minutes past the hour here. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Eat is number 3 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
A travel.
Travel. No traveling on the list.
Oh.
No traveling on the list here today. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? No travel. Eating is number 3 on the list. Still have 3 other answers. 1, 2, and 4 still remain on the list here today. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Since they might be off work, maybe they sleep. They sleep in.
Yes, sleep is number 4 on the list.
Okay, let me go take a nap.
Sleep, number 4 on the list here today. Eat, number 3. Sleep, number 4. 2 answers left, and those are the bottom 2. Go ahead, caller.
Do those darn fireworks.
Yep, fireworks is number 2. Have you noticed them going off the last 2 nights?
Over here, yes, and usually after Memorial Day, a month before, a month after, they put them off, but they had it in the Marion Star, I think, last year. I don't know if you can put them off the day before and the day after, but it's illegal to do them in the city. They had a write-up in the paper. I don't think you can put them off anywhere.
Well,
but no, they would put them off till like 2 in the morning, and people have to sleep, and these soldiers at this bit of the service and have that PSD or whatever they have, and dogs. Yeah, it's a mess over here. The cats, I mean, you just couldn't even hear the TV and stuff. They really put them off over here.
Well, I know Friday night they were
going. This year they haven't. They've been starting around 10 and putting them some, but no, they would put them. It would be light out, sometimes 7:30, and they would, you know, those loud ones and stuff. But this year, not so much.
I know Friday they were going off, and last night, so I'm curious. Tonight being the 3rd and tomorrow being the 4th, I guess we'll see what we'll see.
Yeah, they can check, because I'm pretty sure last year the city council or something, I don't know if they can't put them off at all or if it's a day before and a day after. It's something, but I forget.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Hey, thanks for calling. All right. Fireworks, number 2. Eat, number 3. Sleep, number 4. We're still waiting for the number 1 answer. That's what's left on the list here today. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? We've got fireworks, eat, and sleep. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Still one answer left, and it's the number 1 answer on our list today. 4th of July. Family feud a day early here on the 3rd of July. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks was 2. 36 people said fireworks. Eat was number 3. 19 people said eat. Sleep was number 4. 4 people said sleep. But the number 1 answer is on the list here today. 40 people gave the number one answer. Does anybody know what the number one answer is? What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? 740-751-4038. And don't forget, we will be at the Marion County Fair today, 2 to 4 p.m., with our live broadcast brought to you by Study His Word Ministries. Pastor Craig, we thank him for that. And possibly our animal expert will be there today. We don't know, but we're going to see. 740-751-4038. I guess it'll be one of those days. That's just catch as catch can. 42 minutes past the hour. Nobody has the number one answer yet. How about that? What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks was number two. Eat was number three. Sleep was number four. But there's still one answer left. Does anybody have that remaining one answer on this morning? 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
I'm going to say they don't work. They just lay around.
Not lay around, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not lay around. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
Would that be an individual person or group of people, or would it pertain to people not doing, like, I'd naturally be off for a holiday, but...
You know, it could be a single person, it could be a group of people, but it definitely would involve people.
Watching TV or...
Not watching TV.
Some kind of outdoor, go to an outdoor event or something like that?
You could probably do this out or in.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. All right, it definitely does have to do with people, that's for sure. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks was number two, eat was number three, sleep was number four. 44 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is our number one answer? And remember, our broadcast today from the Marion County Fair will be from 2 until 4 p.m. That's how that will all shake out later on today. And who will be the guests? We'll find out as things progress today. How about that? Who used to say how about that? Somebody did. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try go to the fair or the pool.
Not go to the fair or the pool. Not go to the fair or the pool. Not a bad guess, but not the answer we're looking for here this morning. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks, eat, and sleep is where we are right now. We still do not have the number one answer. What in the world is the number one answer here in this particular category? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 45 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say fly a flag or do something else patriotic?
Not fly a flag, and it's really nothing patriotic.
Okie dokie, thank you.
No flying a flag and really nothing patriotic on this particular list here. Name something people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July. Fireworks, eat, and sleep are the answers that we have so far. Still do not have the number one answer here, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Take care of the yard or something like that?
No yard work.
Hey, Scott, I went to the vets, contributed a little time, and I went up down the street and had the flags on and the people out, and I honked my horn and got reaction back from them and waved. I'm like, well, Ted, you know, if everybody would have done, well, I wasn't doing that, I'm just going to go up to town and stuff. But there was not too much going on. I would like to know the amount of flags that's there. I know a lot of them aren't still around with us, but you know what? I think it was a low turnout on that, and that was sad to me, but at least I tried to do my best as a citizen and honor the vets of the United States of America.
Well, that's too. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry to hear that Saturday maybe was a low turnout, but I'm glad for the people who were able to get out and stand under their poster of their vet, or stand under any poster of any veteran on Saturday. Remember, we'll be live from the Marion County Fair today, 2 to 4 p.m. Don't miss that broadcast, brought to you by Study His Word Ministries. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks, eat, and sleep. Those are the answers we have so far. What is the number one answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I am here to listen. All right. Well, as we move right along today, weird, we just have the number one answer left. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about visit the cemeteries?
No visiting of the cemeteries. No visiting of the cemeteries on the list here today. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks was 2. 36 people said that. Eat was 3. 19 people said that. Sleep was 4. 4 people said that. What was number 1? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 49 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Go ahead, caller.
Well, they do cookouts or take it easy.
Well,
they're not working. I mean, they lay back, take it easy. Or 4th of July, you think of, not parades, it's nothing like that. So the only thing is they eat and they just lay around lazy. I mean, they do nothing.
No do nothing on the list.
Okay.
All right. No do nothing on the list. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Fireworks, eat, and sleep. Fireworks, eat, and sleep. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All righty. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how about the first letter of the word, and if it's one word or two words?
It's one word, and the first letter is D like dog.
D like dog. Okay. Do nothing.
We'll give it a shot. D like dog. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Things people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July. Fireworks, eat, and sleep. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, how about this? What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July?
Go ahead, caller.
Drive.
Drive? Let's see here. No drive, but a good guess.
No drive on the list here today, but that's very good. The final word begins with a D. It's one word, D like in dog. What do people do more of on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? 740-751-4038. All righty. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Maybe they drink.
Yes, that's it. Drink is number one on the list. You got it.
Oh, well, okay. Usually that'll be there on one of them, you know what?
That's that. Drinking's always, people like to drink.
Yeah, that's always a good answer. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Drinking, number one on the list today. So there you go. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Drink is number one. Fireworks, number two. Eat, number three. Sleep, number four.
Go ahead, caller.
I think this is it. Something you don't do when you drive, drink, as in adult beverages.
We just got it. Judy beat you to the call.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Drink, number one on the list. All right. Let's move on to it. Maybe we can get through another one here. Let's give it a shot here. We have 7 minutes left today. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? The best part of a 4th of July parade. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The best part of a 4th of July parade. And we have six answers in this particular category. Best part of a 4th of July parade, 740-751-4038. All righty. And we'll be at the fair today, 2 to 4.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say watching it.
Watching it. No watching it on the list.
Oh.
No watching the parade on the list. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? Best part of a 4th of July parade.
Go ahead, caller.
A band.
A band. Let's see here. Yeah, music. Music's number four on the list.
Okay.
Music comes in at number four on the list here today. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? The music is number four. Still five answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The best part of a 4th of July parade. All right. Let's see. We got music. Number four.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Carol says floats.
Floats are number two on the list. Absolutely.
Okay.
Floats show up at number two on the list here today. So now we got floats and we got music. Still four answers left to go here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? Float is number two. Music is number four. So we've still got number one, three, five, and six.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, if not watching, let's say participating in it.
Well, no participation. No, not on the list.
Okay.
No participation on the list here today. Best part of a 4th of July parade. Don't forget, will be at the Marion County Fair today, 2 to 4 p.m. Now, who will be there? I don't know. Possibly Pastor Craig, I believe. The broadcasts from the fair all week are made possible by Study His Word Ministries. And we also have possibly our animal expert there. We'll see how that goes. 740-751-4038. 2 to 4 p.m. today. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? And by the way, if there is any technical difficulty, we will work it out. We tape everything we do at the fair. So if there is any technical difficulty, I will let you know when the broadcast will be replayed. But as of now, we're going to do live 2 to 4. Go ahead, caller.
Different automobiles and stuff, convertible with ladies waving,
etc. No real cars on the list.
Okay.
No real cars on the list here today. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? So far, we've got the floats and we've got the music. Still 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left here on the list today. 740-751-4038. Number one answer still out there. Go ahead, caller.
I haven't heard the most obvious answer, fireworks. Maybe I'm on the list.
Fireworks is number one on the list. You got it.
That's a lame, boring answer, but someone had to give it.
Well, okay. For the fourth, it's a thing. For the fourth, it's definitely a thing. Fireworks shows up at the list on the list at number one, even during a parade. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? Fireworks number one, floats number two, music number four on the list. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Three left to go. Best part of a 4th of July parade. 58 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the horses. They usually have horses.
No horses on the list.
No horses on the list here today. Best part of a 4th of July parade. Fireworks, floats, music. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Food.
Food. Well, do you have a specific type of food?
Vendors.
Well, just
that'd be every all kinds.
Just a specific type of food.
Okay.
There is a specific type of food on the list. I will say that. What is the best part of a 4th of July parade? About 30 seconds left to go. Remember, we'll be on from the fair today, 2 to 4 p.m., 740. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say the flags.
No flags on the list.
No flags. Now, remember, if there's any technical difficulty, we will tape everything and play it. I'll let you know when. But right now, 2 to 4 today seems to be the time. But for this day, I'm out of time. On this Monday, 3rd of July, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.